A lot has been made in recent years of the big boom in the number of craft brewers in Texas. The Brewers Association lists more than 3,400 in the U.S. and 95 in Texas. More than 100 are part of the Texas Craft Brewers Guild. In truth, it's hard to keep track of them all, but it's not the first time the brewing industry has seen such growth in Texas. And as the Texas Standard's Laura Rice reports, some wonder when the craft beer bubble might burst again.
What do you got on tap?
We have Dallas Braun, Deep Ellum IPA, and our coffee ale.
If you attended the Texas Craft Brewers Festival earlier this year, you saw the work of more than 60 of those craft brewers.
Try the pale, please.
You got it.
It was an opportunity for them to get their brands and their beers in front of the drinking public, because many of these breweries haven't been around for very long.
Craft beer is definitely on a boom. I mean, you can notice it when you walk into any local grocery store. The big guys are stuck in a corner, and it's just a plethora of colors of different breweries all over the place.
Adam Moulton works with Carbach Brewing, based in Houston. Carbach's only been around since 2011, but it's hardly the new kid on the block.
There are a lot of breweries out there now. The competition is stout.
Still, if you're looking for old-school Texas craft brewers, there are some to choose from. St. Arnold's is a Houston brewery that's been in the business since 1994. Frank Mancuso has been there since the early days.
When we started, there probably wasn't maybe a dozen breweries in the whole state of Texas. And now we're still around. Some of the ones that were there are no longer around.
But in the cycle of boom and bust, one Texas brewery has stood the test of time, Spotsyl. You probably know it better as Shiner.
I mean, it's really Texas' oldest craft brewery, been doing it since 1909. A bunch of Czech and German immigrants settled into Shiner, Texas, and wanted to bring beer over and start brewing it the way that they'd done it in their home country, and been doing it for 106 years.
But Casey Curbelo says even Spotsyl, which now pumps out more than 6 million cases of Shiner brands to 49 states each year, almost didn't make it.
Right in the late 80s, it was right on the verge of, there was a point in time where we could have, you know, very easily just shut our doors and called it a day.
Historically, there are more examples of Texas breweries that didn't make it than did. According to the Texas State Historical Association, Western Brewery in San Antonio is commonly considered the first commercial Texas brewery. It started in 1855. The 1860 census listed 11 Texas breweries. That number surged to 58 by 1876, but that's when the first bubble burst. The reason? Anheuser-Busch and the like became readily available in Texas at cheaper prices. Western Brewery soon shut its doors, but a few managed to stay open with loyal local support.
Well, we know in 1879, Mr. Kreischer was the third largest beer producer in Texas.
Heinrich Kreischer had opened his brewery in LaGrange. A stonemason, he had built a unique setup. A setup that's actually now part of a state historical site. It's the only brewery that is. Dennis Smith is the park superintendent.
Mr. Kreischer built his brewery in the ravine. It was a spring-fed ravine, and he was able to use that fresh water from the spring as well as gravity and airflow to his advantage by building this brewery down this ravine, and was able to have somewhat of a subterranean room for cooling and lagering the beer.
Kreischer Brewery stayed pretty strong up until the 1880s, when Mr. Kreischer's death and other factors led to its ultimate demise. But you can still visit the ruins.
Unfortunately, you get some people that come in that somehow believe that this was an operating brewery, and although they're somewhat disappointed that they're not going to get a cold drink when they come, they are very interested in the fact that this is a historic brewery.
Fast forward to today, it's not any clearer which breweries will last the latest boom and, some say, inevitable bust that will follow. Casey Curbelo is with Shiner.
It's going to be interesting in the next few years to see kind of if it stabilizes and quote-unquote stronger craft breweries continue to persevere and survive.
St. Arnold's Frank Mancuso agrees.
There's going to be some shakeout, no doubt about it. And I imagine somebody's going to run out of money at some point. I don't think it'll be a big bubble, but there will be some shakeout and probably some merging. That's actually already taking place.
But the newer breweries are, perhaps unsurprisingly, the most optimistic. Just ask Adam Moulton with Carbach.
I've heard a lot of people talk about it, craft beer, as being a bubble. But if you've ever seen a beer being brewed, there's a lot of bubbles, and all of them burst. But you know what? There's more coming behind it.
Any craft beer lover can drink to that. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.